ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 अपि स्वेत
अपि स्वेत
पर्द्या
पर्द्या
कुंतास
कुंतास
त्वं
त्वं
संभोज्या
संभोज्या
वृद्धा
वृद्धा
बालका
बालका
जुगुप्सितम्
जुगुप्सितम्
कर्मा
कर्मा
किंचे yourself
yourself
संभोज्या
संभोज्या
deserving to dine together
Jugupsitam, abominable,
karma,
karma,
action,
action,
kimchit,
kimchit,
something,
something,
kritavan,
kritavan,
you must have done,
you must have done,
na,
na,
not,
not,
yat,
yat,
that which, akshamam,
akshamam,
unpardonable,
unpardonable.
Translation: Have you not taken care of old men and boys who deserve to dine with you? Have you left them and taken your meals alone? Have you committed some unpardonable mistake which is considered to be abominable?
So, have you not taken care of old men and boys who deserve to dine in this? So, this is Vedic culture. When there is food stuff to be distributed, the first preference is given to the children. We remember, even now we are 78, when we were children, say 4 or 5 years old, we remember some of you have seen that Mallik Thakur Wadi. Have you seen anyone? Yeah, you have seen. So, the first feasting is for children. So sometimes I was a little obstinate. I will not sit down. No, I will take with me. Well done. But that was the system. First of all, children should be, some children should be fed. Then the Brahmins, and children and old men. In the family, the children and old men, let's see Maharaj in this state, how much he was anxious to take care of Dhritarashtra. Although he played the part of an enemy, proud, but still it is the duty of the family member to take care of the old man. When Dhritarashtra left home after being abused by his younger brother Vidura, my dear brother, you are still attached to family life, you have no sin. You are taking food from whom you considered your enemies, you wanted to kill them from the very beginning. You set fire in their home, you banished them in the forest, you intrigued against their life, and now everything is finished, all your sons, grandsons and son-in-laws and brothers and everybody, yes. Father, uncle, I want to say, Bhishma was his uncle. So all family, actually battlefields of Kurukshetra, everyone was killed except these 5 brothers. Yudhishthira, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula. All male members were killed. So, only The remaining descendant was Maharaj Parikshit. He was within the womb of his mother. His father died. Arjuna's son, Abhimanyu, he was 16 years old. Fortunately, his wife was pregnant. Otherwise, the Kuru dynasty was finished. So, he rebuked that still you are sitting here just for a morsel of food like dog. You have no shame, my dear brother. So he took it very seriously. Yes. Yes, my dear brother. You are saying all that. So what do you want me to do? We immediately come out. Immediately come out. And let us go up to the forest. So he agreed. He went there. The Maharaj Yudhishthir used to come first of all in the morning after taking bath, after worshipping. The first duty was to go and see the old man. My dear uncle, you are all comfortable, everything is all right. I'll talk for some time just to please him. This is the duty of family member. Take care of the children. Take care of old men. Take care of a lizard in the house. A serpent in the house. This is the injunction we find in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Grihastha, how much responsible he is. That it is said, if there is a serpent, nobody wants to take care of serpent. Everyone wants to kill. And nobody is sorry to kill a serpent. But Lord Maharaj said that Modeto Sadhurabi Brishchika Sarpahatya. He said that my father was just like a serpent, a brishchik, scorpion. So killing of a serpent or scorpion, nobody is unhappy. So, my Lord, you told me, angry, now everything is finished, my father is finished. So, that was. But still, the Shastra said that even in your house there is a serpent, see that he is not fasting without food. This is the spiritual communion. They are now after communism, but they do not know what is communism. Everyone should be taken care of. That is communism, real communism. Nobody should starve. Nobody should have any want in this state. That is communism. So when we went to communist country, Moscow, I think everyone was in want. They could not get even foodstuff to their own choice. Whatever government rules have, this thing will supply, they will have to accept. And actually there was no good foodstuff. For us, we are staying in that national hotel, and Shamsundar had to spend at least 2 hours for getting things. That also, not very nice thing, rice could not be obtained. One Madras gentleman, he supplied us some rice, nice atta, otherwise only milk and butter is available, and meat, that's all. No fruit, no vegetable, no nice rice. These things are not available. This is Kali Yuga. Things will be, supply will be reduced. Actually, the supply is made by Krishna. Nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam eka yuga bahunam vidhati kaman. There is a difference between God and ourselves. We are also person. God is also person. Nitya, Nityanam, Chaitana, Chaitana. He is also a living entity. We are also a living entity. So what is the difference between God and ourselves? The ego, that one living entity, Nitya, singular number. So, Bahunam Vidadhati Kaman, he supplies the necessities of life to all these plural number, Bahunam, Nitya, Nityana, Chaitana, Chaitana. Those who know Sanskrit, this Nitya means singular number, person. And the Nityana, that is plural number. Both of them are persons, both of them are living entities. But why that similar number is considered to be supreme? Because he supplies full stop to all the plural. So actually Krishna has everything ready for supplying to all the living entities. Nobody is meant for starving, no, that is not. Just like in the prison house, although the prisoners, they are condemned, still government takes care of their food, of their hospitalization. Not that they should starve, no. Similarly, although in this material world, we are all condemned. We are prisoners. We are prisoners. We cannot move. We cannot go from one planet to another. They are trying so much. Now they are fed. They do not talk now. It is not possible because we are prisoners. Condition. You have to remain in this planet. One has to remain in that planet. There is no question that out of your own will and freedom, because you have no freedom. But Narada Muni has freedom. Narada Muni is going from one planet to another, he is coming from the spiritual sky to the material sky, because he is perfect bhakta. So that is the ideal living entity. As Krishna has got full freedom, similarly, when we become perfect Krishna conscious, we also become free. This is our position. But not in the conditioned state, where we can move, you know. Bhagya, paramanna bhramite kono bhagavan, we are conditioned. But in the conditioned state also, if we follow the Vedic principles, we can be happy. Happy, and this human form of life especially, it is meant for that purpose, that you lead happily, save time for developing Krishna consciousness, so that next life you are no more in this material world, you are transferred to the spiritual world. This is the purpose of human life. But these rascals, they do not know. They think that we are advancing civilization because the cats and dogs, they lie on the floor and sleep. We have got 104-story building and we lie down there. This is their advancement. But they do not understand that the sleeping, the enjoyment by sleeping is the same to the dog and to the man who is lying on the 104th story. And similarly, sex life to the dog and to the man or to the demigod, to the pleasure is the same. There is no difference. If you drink milk on a golden pot or an iron pot, the taste is the same. You cannot change the taste of the milk or anything putting into the golden pond. But these foolish persons, they are thinking that our material pleasure will be very much enjoyable when it is put into the golden pond instead of iron pond. Mura. They are called Mura. They do not know our real business is how to get out of this material body. That is, Jarma Mithu Jara Pradi Dukkha Devushana Darsana. This is real knowledge. One should keep in his front that my real distance of life are these four things. Jarma Mithu Jara Pradi. To take birth, to die, to become old, and to become diseased. This is my problem. But they do not know this. They are now busy with the petroleum problem. Yes, they created this petroleum problem, this horseless steam carriage. They are thinking, when it is old, now I have got this tin carriage, as soon as it is old, it has no value. You throw it in the street, especially in your country, nobody takes care of it. But one must have this carriage, and you must run on petrol and take labor, so hard labor, go into the desert, drill it, and then take out the oil. Then bring it in tanks, and it is called Ugra Karma. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that these rascals, demons, they have created Ugra Karma simply for trouble to the whole people. That's all. Khayaya Jagata Ahita. And bringing destruction near. Now there is war going on, and there may be big war, that means destruction. Simply for creating a little comfort, formally also they are moving, transport was there, but they do not like to remain in the former way because they have no other engagement. Better engagement they do not know. Here is a better engagement to come before Radha Krishna and glorify the Lord and to understand our relationship. This is our real business. But nobody is interested in the real business. They are interested in superfluous engagement. Whole day work in the office, then come here, go to the club, go to the football club, tennis club. In this way they have invented simply how to waste valuable life of this human form. They have invented. They have no sense that how this life should be utilized for stopping this the prime problem, Janma Mrityu Jara. They do not. So, this Srimad Bhagavatam is giving to the whole world real life, real what is meant by life. So these are the etiquette. You have to take care, especially, of brahmana, old men, children, women, and cows. This is civilization. These living entities should be taken care of. Now these rascals, they are killing cows, they are making women prostitutes, and killing the children even in the womb, and there is no question of Brahman respect, and neither there is a Brahman culture. Then how can we help it? And if there is no Brahminical culture in the societies, then that society is less than animal society. Therefore we offer our prayers. Namo Brahmanna Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagadhitaya, Krishnaya, Govindaya, Namo Namo. First reference is given, Go Brahmana Hitayacha, Jagat Hitayacha. If you actually want to do some welfare activity for the benefit of the whole world, then these two things must be taken care of. Go Brahmana Hitayacha, cows and Brahmana. They should be given first protection, then Jagat Hitayacha, then there will be actual welfare of the whole world. They do not know. Kasi go raksha vanicham, go raksha vanicham, vaishya dharma sabhava. This is the duty of the mercantile class of man, to improve agriculture, to give protection to the cows. Kasi go raksha vanicham. And if you have got excess food, you can trade vanicham. And this is the business. The Brahmana is meant for doing the brain work. They give advice. Just as we, Krishna consciousness, movement. We are not meant for the Kshatriya business or Vaishya's business. The devotees, but if required, they can tell. A real business is, Brahmana's business is to know the Vedas. The Brahma, the Supreme Brahma, the Absolute Truth, he must know and he must distribute the knowledge. This is Brahmana. Kirtanta, satatam kirtanta nama, jatam tasta diram prakha. This is Brahmana these days. So, we have taken this business that preach that there is God, we have got an intimate relationship with God, so you act accordingly, then you will be happy. This is our Krishna consciousness. These rascals, they have forgotten, or they do not care to know God. And that is the cause of their suffering. Yesterday that press reporter asked, what are the questions?
Can you yourself solve the oil petroleum?
Yes, so what I answer?
Yes, why not?
Why not? You did not remember?
Yes, why not? Yes, the solution is already there.
Yes, actually, that is the fact. But they will not take to it. They will not take it. Now, what is the problem? It is not at all difficult. There is petrol and it is used, it is meant for our use. But the Arabians, they are thinking it is oil.